the latest and best in blues. This is Blues Beat with Jeff Pegler.
Heartbreaker, heartbreaker, heartbreaker. Yeah, hi and welcome to Blues Beat for another week. I'm Jeff Pegler, bringing you the latest and best in blues music. And we started out there with a brand new album, compilation album, in fact, called Chicago Plays the Stones, an ace band from Chicago, along with a guest artist on each track. And not too hard to tell who that one was from, Buddy Guy, but maybe a little harder to tell Mick Jagger was in there as well. Good album, and there's some great cover versions of the Stones material we'll bring to you in coming weeks. This is edition number 1219 of the Blues Beat, and we come to you from the studios in Wentworth, New South Wales, courtesy of the Community Radio Network and bluesandrootsradio.com. Without further ado, let's get into the music. Here's Kara Granger from her new album, Reason to My Verse. Welcome to Blues Beat.
Blues on Blues Beat.
To the blue. time fixing what you abuse. Hard times been mine so long, I can't give it up for you.
The reigning queen of Beale Street in Memphis, Barbara Blue, and she's got a brand new album out. It's called Fish in Dirty H2O. Bit of an unusual name for an album, blues album that is, but we heard there My Heart Belongs to the Blues. Coming up later in the program, we've got an interview with the Adelaide-based band Lazy Eye, so look out for that. Right now, though, here's our Queen of Blues here in Australia, Fiona Boys, her new album Voodoo in the Shadows, and from it, Don't Leave Your Feet at Home. This is Blues Beat.
You're listening to the latest and best in blues music with Jeff Pegler.
If I get to going, I'm gonna get gone. I like to wander, but don't get me wrong. I've loved every road I've ridden on. If I get to going, I'm gonna get gone. Oh, you just feel that click-clack of that southern track. Steamers whistling blue and blowing black. Climb aboard, y'all, and don't turn back. Oh, you can feel the click-clack of that southern track. She's been my rhythm and she's been my soul. When we're together, we're just like rock and roll. Oh, yeah, she keep me from sinking slow. She's my rhythm and she's my soul.
heat rise on old 61. Melted my sorrows in that Delta sun. When I'd about come undone. But now the heat's still rising on this old 61. If I get to going, I'm gonna be gone. I like to wander, but don't get me wrong. I've loved every road I've ridden on. Yes, if I get to going, I'm gonna get gone. Yes, if I get to going, I'm gonna get gone. Yeah,
that comes from an album just in from Cat Danza from the USA, and title track of the album, Goin' Gone. It's a good album too. She's a musician and I think has a university position in musicology somewhere in the States. Let's go to Jeff Acheson now, and from his album we're going to take Coolbardie Sunrise. From the album Sovereign Town.
Thank you. playing the blues on Blues Beat with Jeff Pegler.
Trudy Lynn and Blues Ain't Nothing, featuring Bob Lanza on guitar on that particular track from her album Blues Keep Knockin', which is also another new album here at Blues Beat. It's time now for our interview with the Lazy Eye Band. Okay, I'd like to welcome to Blues Beat a three-piece blues band from Adelaide with a big, big sound. They're called Lazy Eye, of course, and made up of Evan Wetter, vocals and Hammond organ, Erica Graff on guitar, Mario Marino on drums. We're lucky enough to have Evan Wetter with us. Welcome, Evan.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Tell me, what's the band up to at the moment?
Well, we're busily touring our new album, and when we're not on the road, we're working on our next album.
Yeah, so that's Black Hill?
Black Hill, yeah. We're really excited about this album. It's my favourite thing we've done, without a doubt.
And it's a live album.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a funny thing because, I mean, all of our albums are live to a certain extent, but this is the first time we really actually set out to record a live show in a traditional venue. and we really didn't know what was going to happen. There wasn't. I know a lot of bands. You know, maybe they have multiple dates. Some even have an entire tour that they choose the best takes from. We had one set, so it was, you know, make it or break it. You know, so yeah. we were really thrilled to be able to share this music and this recording with people.
Yeah, I've got to say it's. I generally got an aversion to some live albums, but this one's really well done.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a great venue, and I think some venues...
That's the Wheatsheaf, is it?
Yeah, the Wheatsheaf Hotel in Adelaide, and it's just the room is a dedicated, you know, music listening environment. So there's no bar, there's, you know, people are in there to listen. So the crowd's really good. And then, of course, we had our long-term associate, Gab Zagostino, who's mixed and co-produced all of our albums behind the desk on the night. So yeah, along with the house engineer who's a great engineer as well, a guy called Marty Jones, who's produced a lot of great records over the years. So the team was in place, the room was great, and we essentially mic'd it up exactly like we would in the studio. So that's why it sounds like, I guess, a studio record.
Yeah, it's got that sound, and it's also got the spontaneity as well. Yeah, so Black Hill's been out since May. You've moved a few units?
We have, yeah. Look, we've largely been, moving our material online and sending it out all over the place. And this tour has been a bit unusual because of some family challenges that I've had. We haven't been able to tour like we have in the past, but we're certainly chomping at the bit to get out on the road, and that's what we're going to be doing in the next few weeks.
Sure, we'll get on to that in a little while. What number album is this one?
Oh, gosh.
You've had a few.
I think it's Moomie, House of Trouble, Single Malt Blues, Pocket Black. So this is number five,
yeah.
Plus a couple of EPs.
So you formed the band, what, back 2012, 13?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, yeah. So the idea was in 2011. We started, we played our first gig in October 2011. And then in 2012, we released an EP just locally at shows called Shake and Burn. And then in 2013, the debut album was Move Me. So,
yeah, sure. And you've won a number of awards, I noticed, since, around about the time the first album came out.
Yeah, look, we've been really fortunate that way. You know, it's not something you can go looking for. I guess we're just really passionate about blues. We're really passionate about music. We love what we do. And we're so grateful that, we've had some of that external recognition.
Yeah, for sure. And you're being modest there, like Best Blues Album 2013, South Australia, and Best Blues Artist 2014, the South Australian Music Awards. Pocket the Black 2016 Blues Album of the Year, and the list goes on. Best Blues Album 2017.
It's really great.
Was it 2017 you represented South Australia at the Blues Music Awards in Memphis?
That was in 2016.
Right,
so
right.
That was fantastic. And outside of the IBC, we probably the highlight was playing at BB King's on Beale Street in Memphis. It was just so surreal to be there. And yeah, man, that would be extremely fortunate to do that.
So what was the main experience you reckon you took away from that trip?
Well, I think it was just the perhaps the deepening relationship that we had and the shared experience. You know, we after we finished playing, we hired a car and took a road trip. We spent some time in Clarksdale and, you know, spent some time in Duke Joints, did some playing with, you know, a lot of the locals and made some great friends. And then we wound up in New Orleans for a while. And I just think just being on the road together and experiencing that, it brought us together closer.
And the sheer number of bands you would have been exposed to, I suppose.
Yeah, just incredible. Yeah. We were back there again this year, back in April, and we're planning on going back again next year. And I think I'm addicted to their barbecue.
Ah. Yeah, never mind the music. Yeah, I hope to get over there next year in, I think, May.
Oh, yeah. Time to go over.
Yeah. Now, I understand you'll be pushing out of South Australia soon on tour.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So over where I am near Mildura, you've got a date on September 22nd at the Mildura Arts Centre.
Yeah, very excited about that one. It's one of the best facilities in the country. The people are great, and by the river there, it's sensational.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I actually went to a gig there not too long ago. I'll mention these other dates because Blues Beat sort of goes here, there and everywhere. Friday, October 5, you're at Marion Cultural Centre, Adelaide, of course.
Yep.
And Lazy Eye with Horns, it says.
Yeah. Oh, we're really excited. I think the interesting thing about that is before there was a Lazy Eye, I always had a dream, you know, to get this band together. And in my dream, it had a horn section. So our plan was to get the trio together really tight and then add some horns. That was always part of the plan. And so this is the first time. And we've got a wonderful, just world-class group of musicians joining us.
Excellent.
So it's going to be an incredible night.
So Friday, October 19, at what is no doubt just about your home, the Semaphore Workers Club in Adelaide, and a reunion with the Hiptones.
Yes, the Hiptones. They're a great South Australian export. Unfortunately, no longer operating, I guess, as a band, but bringing it all back together for one special night. That's going to be a great night and, like I said, just a really special night.
Yeah, I'd love to be at that one. Thursday, October 25th, you're going north, and when I say north, you're going to Brisbane at the Lefty Old Time Music Hall.
Yeah, so it's great to be back at Lefty's. It's all about the music there. They have it four or five times a week, so yeah, looking forward to getting back to Brisbane and catching some sun.
And Saturday, October 27, you got two gigs. In the afternoon, you're at a bit of an institution in Queensland, the Royal Mail Goodna.
Yeah. Like you said, an institution. You know, they've won a Keeping the Blues Alive award.
Yeah.
They've had fantastic. Actually, kind of similar to what we have here in Adelaide at the Semaphore Workers Club, very kind of sister venues almost.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Regular blues.
Mm.
In the evening on Saturday, October 27, you're at the Burley Underground Drummer, Burley Heads. So if you live around that area, you better check these guys out.
Yep.
And winding up with, I think there's more dates probably to be announced, but you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, but you're definitely at the Bendigo Blues Festival, Bendigo, Victoria, from Thursday the 8th to Sunday the 11th of November.
That was one of our first interstate festivals, one of our first national festivals that we played at. So that was back in 2014. So we're really looking forward to coming back to Bendigo and very excited about that. So
yeah, that festival seems to be really building, doesn't it?
Oh, look, it's great. And you know what? Largely the committee is phenomenal, headed by a gentleman by the name of Colin Thompson, who's also an outstanding musician, a drummer that plays in several blues acts. But yeah, just a great festival, great feel. So wherever you are in the country, if you do love blues, it's definitely worth converging on Bendigo on the weekend. I think we get there on the 9th, and we're playing shows on the 9th, the 10th and the 11th.
Sure. We're talking to Evan Wetter from Adelaide band Lazy Eye. Tell me, Evan, what's the future hold for Lazy Eye? Is there more albums or more touring or both?
Yeah, well, we're really excited about the new material that we have waiting in the wings. Obviously, our last album was a live album, and look, most of the songs had already been released on CD before, and some of them on vinyl. But we've got an album of brand new, all brand new material that we're hoping to release early 2019. So, yeah, can't wait for that too.
All good stuff. Okay, well, look, thanks for giving up your time and talking to us on Bluesbeat, and hopefully we'll get to catch up with you in Mildura very shortly.
Absolutely, yeah, I can't wait, and thank you so much for featuring us on your show.
Have you got a favourite track we'll go out with, Evan, from the Black Hill album?
Well, it's tricky. It's like trying to pick between your kids. Look, I'm a big fan of Blue Tongue Blues. I love that. I love that Booker T feel. The guitar solo on this is incredible. Erica Graff, she actually had pneumonia when we recorded this, and should possibly have actually been in hospital at the time. But, yeah, just phenomenal performance and just beautifully captured.
The show must go on, you said.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay, thanks, mate.
Thanks.
It's Erica Graff on the guitar, ladies and gentlemen. Cook it up.
Yeah, that's Lazy Eye.
Thank you very much.
Blue Tongue Blues live from the Wheat Sheaf Hotel in Adelaide on their latest album, Black Hill. Here's a track from Lloyd Spiegel now on the Blues Beat from his album Backroads. This is The Kick Around.
Turn my back on you. In the morning I'm a kissy bound. 10:30 and I hit that ground. I'm meeting Tony at the Polka Dot Lounge and I'm throwing for the kick around. I keep punching till I leave no doubt. I ain't the kind of man I'm singing about, cause I ain't ever been a good boy scout, but I drink myself here. I see myself out. I'm 2 steps forward and 1 step back. I cry blue murder then I walk that track. Started kicking up dust till my feet turn black. Halfway to a heart attack. Turn your back on me. In the morning I'll be Frankfurt bound. 10:30 then I hit that ground. I'm meeting Jimmy at a place downtown and it's all for the kick around.
I'll hit a couple of licks on the front and we'll go. Bad mother, baby.
bad mouthing, baby, I'm still gonna put you down. I'll get off in the evening, get home right about 4. First thing I hear from you, baby, when I walk through that door, I just done bad mouth. Yeah, you start bad mouth. You keep bad mouthing, baby, I'm sure gonna put you down.
Yeah, and that's the new title track of Tony Joe White's album, Bad Mouthin'. And you heard it here on Blues Beat. It'll be released towards the end of this month. And for anyone into Tony Joe White, there's some good stuff on it too. A few of his old ones and a handful of new ones as well. That's about it for Blues Beat for another week. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'll catch you next week with another lineup of latest and best in blues, presented by yours truly, and with thanks to the Community Radio Network and bluesandrootsradio.com. We'll leave you now with a track from Matt Walklate from the UK. Album's called Sea of Blues. This is The Sun Never Shines. Bye for now.
I'm following the signs, but I've run out of time. Running out the time, but it's leaving me behind. Behind every trouble, there's a thousand waiting in line. Hanging on the line, but the number isn't mine. The mountain is mine, but it's just too high to climb. Climbing in a bed with worries on my mind. I don't mind if I get another drink or wine. A whiskey, beer, and wine could mean down in my prime. I'm proud.
but the bell don't ever chime. Well, looks a blind lady, but she can be unkind. Well, my kind of woman gotta know that I've been trying. Trying to keep it clean, but it has lost its shine. And if the sun never shines, it'll wither on the vine. If the sun never shines, it'll wither on the vine. And if the sun never shines, it'll wither on the vine.